In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The IRS expects to give refunds to 105.8 million taxpayers. That is down 2% from last year. If you are one of those lucky people, you may already know what you're going to spend that money on. Marketplace's Erica Barris looks at how people increasingly are spending theirs.
People often spend tax refunds on big ticket items, says San Jose State University tax professor Annette Nellen.
Some big appliance, or they're going to help pay down some debt they might have.
Or take care of a medical issue that's been put on hold. That's according to research from JP Morgan Chase. It found that out-of-pocket spending on healthcare jumps by 60% the week after people get refunds. Stacey Dusitsina is a health policy professor at Vanderbilt University. She says this is the result of more high-deductible insurance plans and rising healthcare and drug costs.
People are not able to get the care that they need at the time that they need it.
Sometimes all people can do is hope a problem doesn't get worse, says patient advocate Debbie Deutsch.
People who are like, oh, I don't want to be put in the position of having to pay for my very expensive ocular prescription versus my groceries.
And last week, at an average $2,833, tax refunds were down 1.1% from last year. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.